going to state tournaments as a kid and watching him work those state tournaments back in the 70s and 80s, back when I was playing, it's just like, that's pretty cool. That'd be a lofty goal to reach, and it's been fun. And yeah, you could say that he got me going into it. So,
where are you originally from?
I was born in Valley City, lived here for 3 years, then moved to Jamestown.
Okay.
Moved there in 70, so.
And you've been there since?
Yep. I officiate football, and then college and high school basketball. Football, 2 years, and then basketball, I think going on 30 right now. It's been a long time. Not as long as Dave, but. when Dave came into the office, that was my first year of officiating, and I happened to be going to college here, and we would sit down and talk about officiating, either at the office or his house or at a local pub or something. We were talking officiating, and he's a former teacher, so he was teaching me the ins and outs, and not only me, but my couple football buddies that were officiating with me just caught on, and found out you can make money in this business. Pretty good for a college kid.
And your son, Tyler. So tell us a little bit about what, was it your dad and your grandfather? I mean, did you say this is something for me too? What turned you on about officiating?
I never watched my grandfather ref, but I remember as a kid, I'd always go with my dad on road trips and stuff, and he'd always give me money. I'd go to the concession stand, I'd go up in the bleachers and sit by myself and just watch the basketball game, watch him ref, and I just really liked, as a kid, I thought my dad was the coolest ever out there. Like, he was in charge out there and reffing, and kind of wanted to be like that someday.
So how long have you been doing it?
I just got done with my first year of officiating basketball, actually.
All right.
Guys like Dave that are your mentors and your boss, and they help you make the game of basketball better, and that's what we're basically out there to do for the kids. An old North Central Conference referee, assigner, observer told me if it wasn't for officials, games would be recessed. And he's right on that. We're hopefully pretty important to people.